Greetings. This is in reply to somebody writing to say that they've become more aware about their behavior and they're going to change it. They're now 100% putting their energy into being more aware and more awake. Now, I'd like you to listen to this gently, because it's said kindly and caringly. You see, that statement is bullshit. Absolutely not true. Let me explain. You see, if you're 100% in anything, it's already happened, it's over, it's done. What in fact is happening? The mind is saying, yes, I'm getting rather embarrassed by what I'm seeing about our behavior. So I would like to change it in some way so I can feel more comfortable with it. Now, I know this might not be connecting. You say, no, I'm more sincere than that. Listen. You see, there is a phrase called cherry picking. What cherry picking means is just picking the best bits. So what the mind does, it says, right, we want some change. So this is what we'll do. And then the mind, which is actually the source of the off behavior, the mind decides what it's going to change. And here's why. Because otherwise it won't feel in control. And the mind is designed to be in control to keep you safe. So when the mind makes a decision that it's going to change, it chooses the thing that isn't going to shake things up too much. So it won't feel in control. So as I say, if you really, really wanted major change, it would have already happened. The reason change doesn't happen is because you stop it. Balance, equilibrium happens all on its own if you're out of the way. It just, that's the way things are. They find their balance on their own. And if you're in conflict, you're not happy with yourself or your life, it means you are interfering in some way. You are getting in the way of what needs to happen. Out of the way, it will happen on its own. So more is needed than a casual, I want to change. For the change to happen, it needs to be unconditional. Unconditional. Which means no conditions. You will look at your life honestly. There's a key word. Honestly. You will look at your life and say, what needs to happen? What am I supporting in my life out of convenience and not out of honesty? What needs to go? What needs to come? And that needs to be unconditional. I try to explain unconditional with this example. Imagine your doctor says to you, you have a heart condition. And certain vibrations in your body will set your heart off into a heart attack. And these vibrations are set up if you're not absolutely 100% honest. If you lie, if you're not honest, not only to other people, to yourself, you will set up a frequency that will give you a heart attack. Now just imagine, aren't you going to be more present every moment? Really present? I had an experience of this way back in New York. I used to give a talk every week, an evening talk, to people who had recently been diagnosed HIV positive. A few hundred used to come in the evening. And they had been told by their doctor categorically that they were going to die within 6 months. That was the fashion then. That's what happened. When you were diagnosed HIV positive, you were told you were going to die within 6 months. Those meetings were very different from normal meetings. Those people were there. They had only 6 months to live. So they were listening every word. And they would go away and experiment. And in fact, the first person that was ever recorded to reverse from HIV positive to negative was in that group. And that's because they were so total. They were so present. Something changed. And then after that, once one had changed, people saw, oh, so it's possible. And then many others started to change. What was the key? Totality. This person that had the first change, what they did was they said, right, I'm going to die. And before I die, I'm going to be as clear as I know how. So they became aware of their lives, the honesty and dishonesty in their lives. They started to live a different way. They also meditated. They sat. And they sat with, I would like things to be different, but if not, I will be with what is. They were there with it. But the key was totality. Because in a way, they've got nothing to lose. When you reach that point of totality, when you're ready to really be 100%, you're going to look at your life in every possible way and live absolutely honestly to yourself and to other people. There isn't a process to change. It's happened already. Click, it's done. If you're not going to be that total, it's not wrong. It doesn't make you a bad person. And if you do it, it doesn't make you a good person. There's no such thing as good and bad. It's just everybody has the right to be how they want to be. But the thing about it is this, is it's very silly to complain if your life isn't the way you want it to be, if you're not totally devoted to having your life the way you want it to be. Cherry picking. The mind says, yes, I'll do that, but I won't do that. But you see, the thing is, the mind picks out the very things you need to do for the change to happen and not do it. Because the mind doesn't want change. Human beings don't want change. What they want is everything to be the way it is at the moment and feel better about it. And it doesn't work that way. You really need to look at the things you're avoiding. And one way to do that is to talk to your closest friends and say, listen, even if I get upset, please, please, tell me when I go unconscious. Tell me when you feel I'm not being 100% honest. Tell me when you think something's going on with me and I'm not sharing it. Tell me. Get people to reflect back. And even if you get upset, and you probably will, Don't put it on them. Say, thank you very much. I'm going to look at that. Get all the help you can in every possible way. And as I say, when you really, really say yes to that, there's no process to it. It's already happened. Nothing is in the way except you. And being more conscious of how you're in the way, it will dissolve in front of your eyes.